We continue our learning the Nishmas David ben Menachem Rish and Chaim Yaakov ben Pinchas Leah. We're in Sota Periches Mishnah Gimel. Now we had in the first Mishnah we had the Mashuach Melchama who was speaking to the people. In fact, the Mashuach Melchama would speak, but it was said by another Kohen B'kol Ram. And then in Mishnah Beis it says V'dibru Hashotrim Elam, quoting from the Pesukim, which is where the Kohen Mashuach would speak and the Shoter would be Mashmi Elam, would let people know. Now when we had in that list V'dibru Hashotrim, who are the people who are going to return? Per a person who's Babanai is Chadash, Velo Chanacha, who didn't dedicate it, he goes home. Person is, then on the list was a person who planted a Kerem and did not take care of the Kerem Revai, didn't redeem it in the fourth year. He returns. And then we had a person who was Ma'ariz, Mi'ush Asher Erasi Shah, that went through Kiddushin and did not marry her, did not have Nisuin. That person should return home as well. So this Mishnah Periches, Mishnah Gimel, says, Ve'elu She'enam Chosim. These are the people who do not return. Habone Beishar, Achsadra, Mirpesa. So these are areas that do not have the status of a house at all. Beishar is a gatehouse. People don't use that as their residence, and therefore that cannot qualify as a house. It'd have to be Banabayas Chadash. Achsadra, this area which is covered, has pillars and it's covered on top. That's also, that's not enclosed. Mirpes is the same thing. A gallery is also a porch. Is not, if it's not enclosed, to at least the way the Mirpes is that they're describing. So since these are not used as a residence, therefore this is just a Mirpes was the way to get out, go down the stairs or from the house. It was on the second floor of the Mirpes, and they came down the stairs. So the Beis Shar, Achsadra, Mirpes, if you build one of these, you don't return from the, from Mil- not five. In the previous mishnah is where you plant five, which is like a kerem. But if it's four trees, even though they are ilanei machal, even though they're fruit trees, you don't return. And if they're not fruit trees, so if they're trees that don't bear fruit at all, ilanei strak, even if you have five. So it's not going to matter. We spoke about when they are fruit trees and there are five, do they have to be in the arrangement of a kerem, where you have four like a square and then one as a tail, or maybe not, the machlokas rishona. But either way, if there are five non-fruit bearing trees, you certainly don't return from milchama, even though you planted five trees. Hamachzer is gerusha, so person who returns his gerusha, which means he married a woman, then divorced her, and then he takes her, he was ma'are, so in other words, he had erisin, only kiddushin, divorces her, and then he takes her back, so he's allowed to take her back as long as she hasn't married someone else, but she's not in Yisha Chadasha. The pasuk says, ki yikach ish Yisha Chadasha lo yetze batzava. And the previous halacha, it says, miho ish asher nata kerem. So none of these have the status of a kerem, whether it's four ilane machal, which is only four, not five. It doesn't have the arrangement of five, which is the typical for a vineyard. And or even five ilane strak is clearly not a kerem, doesn't have the status of vineyard at all because they don't bear fruit. So, and not only that, based on the pasuk miho ish asher eras isha velo lekacha, he had kiddushin but did not take her as a wife. That teaches us that it has to be a woman who he is ru'uya l'lekicha, he's able to marry. And therefore, the Mishnah continues, almana l'kohen gadol, grusha v'chalutza l'kohen hedyot. If that was the marriage, almana, a widow to a kohen gadol, or grusha v'chalutza to a kohen hedyot, mamzer s'nishin l'Yisrael, bas Yisrael mamzer u'lanasin, as we learn in Yevamos in the second parak. So all these cases, lo yachozer. These are marriages in the sense that the kiddushin is tofes, the kiddushin takes effect. It's not like marrying one of the arayos, but it's still usher to live with these women, and therefore they don't have the status of likacha, and that's why you would not return. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, af habona abayis al mechono. Even in a case where you built your house back on its foundation, which means the house fell, or you knocked it down and you rebuilt it, he doesn't believe your return. As opposed to Tanakama, who held in the previous Mishnah, you would. He says lo yachozer because this is not a bayis chadash. And Rabbi Elazar Amar af habone bayis levainim b'sharon, a person who builds a house of bricks in Sharon, which is in the valley area. Gemara says on Mem Dalad, the clay from which the bricks were made in the Sharon area was inferior quality, and therefore they would crumble very quickly. Or maybe the mortar between the bricks didn't hold it properly, and therefore they have to be replaced twice every seven years. And therefore, since these houses could not be considered true houses because they have to replaced regularly, this could not be bias chadash to allow you to return. In fact, we may remember this from the Avodah Yom Kippur. We mentioned in the Musaf that the Kohen Gadol would daven for the people of Sharon that their houses would stand. This is based on the Yushalmi in Perek, in the eighth Perek. Halacha Zayin, that the Kohen Gadol would daven to the people of Sharon and Yom Kippur. Their houses would not become their graves. We remember that, from that which is incorporated into our Yom Kippur. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer believes, even a person who builds this bayis habonet beis levenim, specifically a house of bricks in the Sharon, lo hayachor, said that would not be a house that would be able to stand. And therefore, that bayis chadash would not give you reason to return home. Parakas Mishnah Dalad Ve'elu She'enan Zazin Mimikoman. These are the people who are not permitted to leave at all. So what does it mean, Einan Zazin Mimikoman? Means that they don't go out to war at all, and we don't give them the avoda for the war effort. They don't have to take care of the food. They don't have to fix the roads. As we mentioned in previous cases, even the people who came home, they were still obligated to take care of the war effort. These people do not have to do that at all. Who are these people? Bana bayis vachanacho. Here you have a person who built a house and he already dedicated it, but he hasn't lived there for a full year. Natal kerem v'chilolo. He planted a vineyard, and in fact, he redeemed the peros kerem avai in the fourth year and began to eat them, but he didn't finish the entire fourth year. Hanosi esarusaso. He is someone not just that had erusin, a kiddushin, but he actually had chopa, and he has not yet lived the full shana rishona. Or hakones es yivimto, person who married his yivama, perform Yibum, and you haven't had a year from the Nisuin from that time. These people don't even leave. Shnei Amaris, the Pasuk says, Noki Yeleve So Shana Shana Echas. Now we'll read the whole Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ki Kach Ish Yishachad Asholo Yetze Batava, doesn't even leave to go out to war. Velo Yavor Alav L'chol Davar. This is Ki Kach Ish Yishachad. This is not a Ras Isha. This is not Erison. This is Chuppah. So here we give them, as we know, this is the source really of Shana Rishona. So Visimach Es Ishto, so Naki what's live so? Zebe so. That refers to his wife. Yihyeh zekarmo. The language of Yihyeh is extras, come to include something like his house, and that refers to a person's kerem. And vitzimach es ishto, zu ishto, and asher lakach, lahavies yivimto. That's also extra, come to include someone else who is being married. So it's this phrase, although it only mentions kikach ish yishach hadasho lo yet. It only mentions a man marrying a woman having nisuin. Nonetheless, from the extra words, we include all of these cases. The man who had now nisuin had chuppah, he doesn't even leave. Live so, that is someone whose house, even though it says in the pasuk, ki kach ish isha chadasha, you should not, it says, ki yeh live so, shanachas, live so, is a reference to a person who built their house and hasn't lived the third year. Then it says, yihyeh. It says in the pasuk, noki yihyeh leveso. So yihyeh is extra, that's its kerem. And of course, visimach es ishto is his wife. Asher lakach is superfluous. That's lahavye once again, es yivimto. And not only that, the Mishnah tells us, Einon misapkin mayim umazon. They don't even take care of the war effort by giving water or food. The Einon mistaknes hadrachim. And they don't have to fix the roads either. How do I know that? Because it says, Lo yetze batava velo yavor alav l'chol davar. So the Gemara brings a brisa. Lo yetze batzava, yachol batzava hu shelo yetze, avo yisapik mayim umazon v'itaknes hadrachim. Oh, lo yetze batzava. Oh, sounds like, okay, doesn't go out to fight. but maybe has to be there for the war effort. Tamalomar, Velo Yavor, Olav Lechol Davar. That extra phrase comes to say for anything. He doesn't take care of things. Yochol Shani Marbe Af HaBone Bayis Velo Chanacho. Maybe we should include in these cases not the person who built a house and dedicated it, but hasn't lived there for a year. Maybe it's the other Mishnah. Maybe this comes to include even people who built a house but didn't dedicate it yet, or just had Erisin, did not marry yet, did not have chuppah. So, Tamil Amar, Olav. Olav, that is limiting. Olav Yatama Avir for these cases. Aval Atama Avir Alachayrim. And therefore it says lo ya, so why do I need, and umayacha, the Gemara says shakos of lo ya avor, what do you need lo yetse batava? Once you have lo ya avor, you don't even leave to take to do anything. Of course you don't need the phrase lo yetse batava. So the answer is it's really superfluous lav or lav shnei lavin, to say there are two lavin, that if you go out to war you're in violation of both of lo yetse batava and lo ya avor.